Boy, them your people here not have nothing for do. And what am I doing in a mangrove?
What you mean, Pat? I plant them and replant the mangrove.
Before them give me some of that them money, would I take some right now? Cause that the old bush that is for chop down.
Boy, ignorance is no bliss after all. Pat, the mangrove important to the environment, you know?
Yeah, it good for burn coal and make furniture. That me know. You see the strong chair in the house right there, so? Over there the wood come from and make it, you know?
It good for all of what you say. But it even more important for them stay over there. You see all of the global warming that them talking about? Well, if we plant up back the mangrove them, the scientists believe that it can help to reduce harmful gases in the air.
Maybe you're serious?
Yes, and trust me, that's not all. No fish and bird where you see. And this of them go breed up and live. And now make me start talk about how the community and Jamaica in general will benefit. Because tourists and scientists going to come here to check out the healthy mangrove and animal life.
Boy. You live, you learn to live. Me soon come here, Mavis. Me go see if them need any help for plant up back the mangrove them, yeah?
Oi, lady, wait for me.
When you hear the word wetland, what comes to mind? Mangroves, fish, birds, and crocodiles? Indeed, wetlands are habitats for animals and vegetation. But the real question is, how much do you understand about our mangroves and their many benefits to the environment?
So what the mangroves actually help to do is to they form a buffer between low-lying areas or coastal communities. So they form a buffer for wave energy and storm surge. It helps to break some of the waves before it actually enters onto the land.
Environmental Monitoring Officer at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Charlene Roy Myrie. Mangroves also nurture grounds for thousands of species of fish. It is a habitat for several fowls and aquatic animals. These include birds, both local and migratory, crocodiles and crabs. Therefore, a healthy mangrove contributes to the livelihood of many fisher folk. Sadly, a number of mangroves across the island are facing serious problems of coastal erosion, with the possibility of rising sea levels due to global warming. Through a joint effort of the government and the European Union, a 30-month mangrove replanting project is underway. The project is being carried out under the supervision of NEPA, along with other agencies including the Environmental Management Division at the Office of the Prime Minister, the Meteorological Service, and the Urban Development Corporation. Replanting has already taken place in Portland Cottage in Clarendon, and work is underway in Helsha, St. Catherine.
The UDC is the manager of the Helsha designated area, which is also a part of the Portland Bioprotected Area. So we have a responsibility to ensure that the environment within this area is protected and conserved. So we felt it was important. We had identified the areas that, as one of those areas that was in serious need of rehabilitation. So we decided to engage NEPA, and that is how we came about with the collaboration for this project.
Director of Natural Resource Management and Environmental Planning at Urban Development Corporation, Sarah Simpson. The project will see to the planting of 2,500 mangrove plants. 1,500 mangroves have so far been planted.
Because of the condition of the site, we weren't able to go in with heavy equipment. So everything had to be removed manually. So we removed several trucks of dead mangroves, and we took out all the dead trees and put them aside, some of which were given to, a lot of which actually, were given to community members of Helsha to be used as charcoal. What we've done is we've planted and we've tried to restore the natural ecosystem function of the area. So when we leave, the area is able to restore it on its own.
Environmental Monitoring Officer at NEPA, Charlene Roy Myrie. Community member Shanae Salmon says at first she was skeptical of the mangrove replanting initiative, but after learning about the importance of mangroves, she became an advocate for the initiative.
And we enjoyed a fellowship with each other, and we really come out as a team and got the work done. And I learned about mangroves, the red and the white and the black, which this area that I'm in don't have any black mangroves. So it was a learning process for me as well.
Mangrove replanting and other climate change initiatives being implemented are all tied to accomplishing goal number 4 of Vision 2030 for Jamaica to have a healthy and natural environment.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.